And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick. Tonight, well, we're going to mix it up a little bit. And we're going to mix it up. We're going to start off with a Bordeaux tonight. And then this is a French Bordeaux. I like Bordeaux's. And hopefully this is a good one, especially for the price. And I'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes. But we're not done yet. We're also going to mix a margarita. Yes. And I'm going to try moonshine. Moonshine, yes. I have a little moonshine here, and I'm going to try it out for the first time on this show. We're actually going to taste and review a moonshine. How about that? Also, stick around for the after show, because I have a film festival in store for you tonight, and I will tell you all about that in just a few moments. But first of all, I want to welcome you to the show. This is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show, and I do have my show notes, as always, and they're right here, ready to go. See, right there. But we don't follow them verbatim. We go off a beaten path. Whenever we get to the chats and start having a good time in the chats, because this show is not about me. I'm just here to entertain you, but the show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine, and in this case tonight, the other libations that we're going to have. This show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever they are, and just having a good time. Now, the simple rules are simple. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We don't talk about things that tear us apart. We talk about things that bring people together, as wine does. And by the way, we have folks entering the chat right now. What's up's in the chat, and What's up says, Happy Labor Day weekend, Rick. Sorry I've missed the last few weeks. We've been getting ready for the baby, and I've been passing out earlier because we've been running around so much. Well, it's great to see you here. What's up? Thanks for sticking around. I hope you can stick around for the after show, because I'm going to be showing some films, and I think you'll really, really like the feature film. It's a feature film that I made, my one and only feature, and I think you'll enjoy that. We showed it a couple weeks back, and people really got some great reviews on it. People really enjoyed it. They thought it was really good. So we're having an encore presentation tonight, so I hope you stick around. By the way, congratulations on the new baby, and we have to toast that as well. Now, the baby's going to be due soon, right? I don't know exactly when, but let us know. Let us know. We'll be happy to toast your good fortune. The blessing of babies are a blessing. They are. They really are. I know. I have two of them myself, and now my wife has a couple of fur babies that she's taking care of, too. But we'll talk about all that later on. What's Up says, due in mid-October. All right, well, we'll definitely, let me make a note of that. Mid-October. We have to make a note of a baby in October. Okay. Well, we'll have to make a point of toasting that. Thank you very much, and congratulations, by the way, to you and the missus. Okay, anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. That's how things work around here. That's how the show goes on. And once again, the show's about us getting together and having a good time, and you direct the chat. You direct the show, pretty much. So that's how this goes. That's how it goes. Now, once again, we have an itinerary here for you tonight, and I know you would like to find out where to get into the chat, so I'm going to tell you right now. If you're watching live now, you can watch live. Let me pull it up here, because I think I have it. Do I have it? Yes, I do. What page is ready to go? You can watch live. By the way, this is the website at drinkwithrick.com, so you can go check it out for yourself, and the links are live, and they're there too. So if you can't find the live show when we're doing this live right now, just go to drinkwithrick.com. Just go to click on Saturday Night Wine Stream and just click on one of those links there, and that'll take you right to the live show. We are live on the Facebook page at Drink with Rick. The YouTube channel is at Drink with Rick, youtube.com at Drink with Rick. Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick and the number one, all one word. And on Odyssey, Odyssey is odyssey.com/@drinkwithrick:, and the number 7. Now, it does have Twitter there. We don't have it going on Twitter. Maybe one of these days we can get it back. We were streaming live on Twitter at one point, but that was removed. So one of these days, maybe we'll be able to get back on Twitter and stream live there. But you can tweet me there. You can tweet me, and I will respond. Also, the podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Mondays, Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, or by email. Now, if you click on that little blue button on the subscribe page by email, put your email address in the box, send it off to me, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick, the podcast, as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. And yes, I did skip Stitcher Radio, that button there. That's going away because Stitcher Radio has gone away as of the 29th of August. It is no more, supposedly. I haven't been to the website to check lately, but that's what I have been told. That's what they informed us. So you can find the podcast on any of these other venues, though. Also, you know, you can go buy me coffee if you want. That'll help support the show. Buy me coffee, or two, or three, or five, or how many you would like to donate. That helps towards keeping the lights on here and keeping things going on the show. I really don't make any money on this per se. It just goes in the coffer to pay for the giveaways, the stuff that we give away on the show. And it really, it doesn't even cover that most of the time. So it comes out about mostly my own pocket. But you can, if you want to donate, you feel free to do it. But I'm not going to beg for donations. And I'm not going to beg for likes and subscribes and follows and all that stuff. If you like it, you will follow the show. You will subscribe. But if you can, that'd be great, because that does support the show. It really helps support the show. And it helps support I don't have an ego, okay? Really, per se. It supports my countenance. No, seriously, if you like it, go ahead and subscribe. But there's no obligation to do that, but it's much, much appreciated if you do. So that's what we've got going on there. So I want to say hi to everybody in the chat. So let me check around, and let's see what we've got going on here. And my lovely wife, she's in the chat on YouTube. She says hello and right back at you. And I have to show you what she's prepared tonight. It's really special. And as usual, it has to do with a national day that we're going to toast. So we'll get right to that. And What's Up says, I went out to dinner with the wife tonight and had a big glass of Malbec and then a coffee after dinner. The combined acidity is killing me right now. I don't know how you do it, Rick. Well, you know, on the nights that we do review a coffee, I try to go easy on the coffee. I just take a few sips and whatever, but I don't drink the whole coffee when I'm on the show. Of course, you know, we have our official Drink with Rick, the official Drink with Rick coffee maker, which is unplugged right now because we don't have a coffee tonight. But when we do have a coffee, yes, to do the wine and the coffee. Tonight, though, we're going to do something a little bit different that could rot my gut even more than the coffee, and that is we're going to review a little bit of moonshine, and I'm going to, that's going to be interesting. And we're going to give a shout out to a beloved songwriter, author and songwriter who just passed away today, and we're going to make a margarita in his honor. So stick around for that. Yeah, what's up? I tell you what, Tums can help, but yeah, when you've got that acidity, that much acidity in there, that's a tough one. Wow, suggestions. Let's see. I don't know how I do it either, actually. I've had nights like that. I've definitely had nights like that, but what you don't want to do is go to bed right after you've done that. And I'm not just saying that to keep you here watching the show. I'm saying that, well, although keeping you here watching the show will help probably ease the acidity after a while until you've had a chance to digest it all. But to be honest, if you go to bed right after that, that's when the acid reflux stuff kicks in. So take it from me. don't have wine and coffee and go to bed right away. That's just my advice. Otherwise, I don't know how to do it either, to be honest. So, yeah, that kind of acidity is just, I always dread it when I have issues like that. That's never fun. Okay, so this is what we're drinking tonight. Let's get right into it. That's not what we're drinking tonight. Oh, my goodness. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot. That was last week's wine. Yeah, I definitely forgot to set up the wine for this week. That's what I remembered everything because I have a lot of stuff going on for the show tonight, and I remembered everything except that. So let me see if I can let me see if I can pull up the wine for tonight. That's going to take me a minute here, but wow, the wine for tonight. Chateau Bessade. That's the Bordeaux. Okay, this is the back of the wine. Okay, well, let me read this. Chateau Bessade or Bessade. I'm not sure if it's pronounced Bessade or Bessade or Bessade, but it is a Bordeaux. I know how to pronounce Bordeaux. And this is 55% Merlot, 30% Cabernet Franc, 15% Cabernet Sauvignon. It says, an aromatic bouquet with intense fruity notes. On the palate, Chateau Bessade, or whatever, is round, delicate with soft tannins. A perfectly well-balanced and elegant gourmet wine to enjoy with grilled red meat, Gouda cheese, or with a delicious burger. Well, guess what? We're in luck. We've got both. A grilled meat and a Gouda cheese. Oh, wow, I can hardly wait to try this out. It's bottled by Grands Vins de Gironde, and that's in France. It is a product of France, a red Bordeaux wine. It is 12% alcohol by volume, 12% ABV. Okay, that's my style. This is a 2021 12% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle. Wow, we got past that. I hope I didn't forget anything else here. All right. So, what's up? I don't know how I do. I don't know how to do any of it either. Sometimes. Okay. So we got that out of the way. Where was I? Okay. So anyway, that's the wine, and this is. Let me show you. Let me pull up camera three. No, wait a minute. I can't pull up the camera three either. Wow, we've got all kinds of glitches going on here tonight. Camera three is down. All right, let me see if I can fix that. Wow. We had some storms. We had a hurricane, you know, come near us and everything. We had some storms come through. And it's, it's the funny thing is I had to shut everything down. And then I brought everything back up. And then I forgot a couple of things. This was one of them. Okay. We didn't really get hit by the hurricane per se. We have friends and relatives in Florida that get hit fairly bad, and that was not good. Okay, here we go. Here's camera three. So this is what we got on camera three. What we have tonight to pair with this wine, as I mentioned a few moments ago, we have some, is this a ribeye? A nice grilled ribeye prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. And then we have some, that's the unexpected cheddar with Parm. And this is the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And we have some potatoes. We have some grilled potatoes over the same grill that we did the steak on. My wife did the steak on. I say we. It was really my wife. She did all the work. And she deserves a round of, a really big round of applause for that. Because it was what we had for dinner, and it was delicious. So, let's get to opening this wine so we can get to all the festivities. And hopefully, no more glitches tonight. Are my lights on back there? Yes, they are. Good. Okay. Something's working right tonight. How about that? That's my chair because it's squeaking too. So, let's open this wine. I know I sure need it now after these glitches. Okay. Where's my mechanic? Oh, here it is. My mechanical corkscrew. And guess what? The cork from last week is still in it. Off with you now. Come on. There we go. All right. And let me get this in here. I'm not flustered at all. Okay. Let's use my right hand for this. There we go. That's better. All right. Let's open up this wine. Cork didn't come out all the way. Wow, just all kinds of glitches tonight. Technical glitches. There we go. I'm trying to remember that one for next week. All right, so we've got at least we have the bottle open. The bottle is open. Let's get the aerator in the bottle. And it's clean, by the way. I did remember to clean it. No displacement. There we go. The aerator's in the bottle. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at bytowayradios.com. And to hold the Galway glass, I have the official Drink with Rick wine coaster. Actually, it's a coaster for anything, but I use it for wine most of the time. Let's pour a little bit into the glass. Yeah, let's pour a little bit. I'll pour more later as we go along. If this wine's any good, hopefully it is. Let me give it a nice, good swirl. You know, we need some music. I said last week I was going to get some swirl music, and I think I wrote it down, then I promptly forgot about it. That's how it works here. But let me see if I can find some. I'll tell you what, let's do the cowbell music. That's, here we go. Swirling. Yeah. More cowbell. There we go. Okay, that's enough swirl. All right, let's set that aside. Oh, I can smell the aromas from there. So, how do I do it? I have no idea. That's the honest truth. I don't know. I'm not sure how I get out of bed anymore. In the morning, it's just somehow I managed to do it. All right. So this wine has been swirled around. We're getting it oxygenated. We're getting some air into it so it can breathe, open up a little bit, and we're going to let it sit for a moment or two to open up some more. And while it's doing that, we're going to learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I checked around. This is an actually fairly well-known wine. It's available from Trader Joe's, which is where I purchased it. I saw it, and I thought, wow, this is pretty decent. So I thought I'd try it out. I mean, it was a pretty decent price is what I meant. I will tell you about this price. I checked around. I really couldn't find any pricing on this wine anywhere. Seller Tracker didn't really have any pricing on it. Nobody else had any pricing on it per se, except Vivino. Seller Tracker didn't even have any reviews on it. They just have it listed. So away with you, Seller Tracker. Vivino has it listed, and they, according to Vivino, this vintage rates better than any other year for this wine. This is the 2021 vintage, and they say it's popular among their users at Vivino with more than 100 ratings. This 2021 vintage has 102 ratings. I didn't really go through all the ratings, but I see that it's a 3.4 star rating out of 5 stars. That's fairly promising. And the price that they give, the average medium price, looking at their website, vivino.com, $5.94. Well, this is what I paid for it, because I purchased it at our local Trader Joe's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I paid for the 750 milliliter bottle of the Bordeaux. As a matter of fact, let me get a here it is, drum roll. So I paid for the 750 milliliter bottle of Bordeaux $5.99. $5.99. Right here. So according to this, Vivino, I paid 5 cents more for this bottle of wine than a lot of other people have paid for it, apparently. Not that it's that big of a deal because, I mean, you know, it's a nickel. And if the wine's any good, it might be well worth it. We'll see. We're going to try it out just a moment. Let me check the chat one more time. My good friend Ed is in the chat. Ed's in the chat. Says Cowbell. I haven't had any wine yet, by the way. Cowbell Music. Is that what he said? I can't read it. There you go. Cowbell Music to Swirl By. Yes, exactly. And it's great to see you here, by the way, my good friend. And boy, do we have a show tonight. I'm going to repeat the itinerary for the show, aside from what we're doing in the chat, here in just a few moments. But let me check. I think you'll really enjoy this one. Let's see. Let me check the other chats here. Okay, we're good. All right, so let's give this wine a little bit of a whiff. Mm-hmm. A little bit of blackberry and some plum a little bit. I'm smelling a little bit of plum in here. Let me see. Let me taste. Hey, there are a few things going on here. Very interesting finish. Fairly long finish. Some blackberry. And there is some plum. I can taste some... A little bit of graphite in here. And actually, I think that's what they said. Yeah. They're saying that a lot of people are saying that it tastes like graphite. Now, we're saying graphite... Imagine taking a pencil and going up to the pencil sharpener, sharpening your pencil, you know, back in, well, okay. I'm really dating myself, you know, like everybody still has pencil sharpeners in school. I don't know. It's been so long since I've been to school, but when I was a kid and I went to school, they always had a pencil sharpener screwed into the wall, and you'd go up there and you'd sharpen your pencil. And sometimes, you know, if the sharpener was full, you had to take the thing off, the pencil sharpener off, and shake it out, right, to empty the pencil shavings. And that's when you could smell the wood shavings in the graphite. That's kind of what this, there's a taste of that in this wine. So when we're saying graphite, that's kind of a taste, you know, that like if you lick your pencil, you ever licked your pencil? I never really did much, but you know, you lick your pencil lead, because that's what it is. And when they talk about pencil lead, that's really graphite. So that's kind of what it tastes like. Yeah. Definitely there's a graphite taste. So you imagine a mix of blackberry, plum, and a little bit of pencil shavings. Now, I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a really bad way. And some people don't like the smell of pencil shavings. It's not like I went around sniffing them or anything, but it wasn't a bad smell to me. It's kind of a nostalgic smell. You know, the taste is a little nostalgic. Regaling you with my stories of emptying the pencil sharpener when I was a kid in class. that's a little bit of graphite in there. And I think there's a little hint of tobacco, too. I'm tasting a little hint of tobacco. Not bad. As Bordeaux's go, this is not too tannic. It's kind of medium tannin. The tannins kind of linger a little bit, which is interesting. Normally, when I'm drinking, tasting the tannins, even if they're strong tannins, they kind of go down, and then you have your finish. These kind of linger around a little bit, and it's a very dry wine, and it's kind of a medium bodied wine. It's a nice color to it, nice not purple color, but more of a deep ruby red color. But it's kind of nice. It's fairly smooth drinking. The finish, there's a finish there, but it's not super long. It's not short. It's not long. And what is really neat about this wine is I'm really tasting, because it's only 12% alcohol, I'm not really tasting the alcohol so much. I'm getting what I really wanted to get out of this wine, which are the flavors, the different flavors. So I'm liking this so far. Maybe just a little hint of chocolate in there too. But it's not, I would say, I don't know if it's my favorite Bordeaux just yet, because I've had a lot of really good Bordeaux's and I like those. I've had a couple of Bordeaux's that I really didn't care as much for, especially on the second day. If I had one and then and it started off okay, and then the next day, it's like I tried it and it was like not as good as it was, as I thought it was originally. We're going to let this one open up a little bit. We're going to get down to the bottle and see if it's really any good. It's okay. I like it. I'll tell you what, though, for the price, for $5.99, I'd buy another bottle of it. At least for right now, I would buy another bottle of it. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. But let's see how it pairs with the food. And before I do that, let's go back to the chats and see how things... Oh, and Sue Ann is in the chat. Sue Ann, I want to say hi to you, and I want to give you some applause for being here tonight. I appreciate you being here. Sue Ann says, hope you're having a good evening, Rick. And I am. I am now that you and Ed and What's Up and Chi and everybody in the chat, all those in the chat are here, because the more the merrier, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. By the way, before I get into the food pairing, which I want to show you because my lovely wife, she made a really, really amazing, she really outdid herself this time, I think. I think she does that every week with the food presentation. Before we get there, let me remind everybody what our itinerary is for tonight. We're going to pair this wine with some food, and then we're going to toast some national days. And some of the national days are related to what my lovely wife, she made here. And we're going to make a margarita. We're going to make a margarita and toast, well, a very special person who passed away today that, well, we've enjoyed his music for decades. I think you know who I'm talking about, but we'll get to that in a minute. We'll toast him, but we're going to make a margarita here live on the show. Also, I'm going to try moonshine. Yes, this is actual real moonshine. I am going to open for the first time on Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I'm going to open some and try moonshine. This could become the Saturday Night Moonshine Stream. Saturday Night Moon Stream. By the time this is done. But that's not all. That's not all. So, and hopefully you'll stick around, because after the show, we have quite an after show for everybody. I have two, not one, but two films to show you. Both are Super 8 films that I made back in the day. One is a film called The Deltas. The first one, The Deltas. Ed, you probably remember The Deltas. This film has been restored, fully restored, and it probably looks a lot better now than it did when you saw it originally 44 years ago. And this is a film with my brother Mike and his band, The Deltas, and I was making a short film about one of their practice sessions. It's kind of a little story film there. And this was shot up in Chillicothe, Ohio, and this was in 1979. Have not shown it anywhere for decades, and we just got transferred, got it restored, and I think it's better than it was, in my opinion. Also, by popular demand, we are doing, right after that film's done, I'm going to show again, we're going to have another show of Space Apes from Mice Planet Alpha. This is my one and only feature film on Super 8. And sit back and relax, and I think you'll really enjoy it. The last time I showed it, we got a lot of good feedback, a lot of great reviews. People really, really liked the film. So it was suggested I show it again. So tonight on the after show, we're going to show it in its entirety again, Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. And starring me. And I do sing on the film too. Yes, I do. If that doesn't scare you, I think you'll find it interesting. Okay, so that's the itinerary tonight. So, let's go ahead to the pairing. So this is what we have to pair it with tonight. And as I showed a few moments ago, now, the interesting thing about this, that this item in the middle, I've got to show you a picture of this, the front of it. I've got, let me show this to you now. I can't wait. I got to show it to you now because I was going to save it for the National Days, but let me pull up the pictures here and where are my photos? Darn. I'm just a mess today, aren't I? Okay. Here's what it is. You see that? That's a hummingbird. It's a hummingbird. She made this. It's out of potato. She made it out of potato. With a, it looks like a celery stalk there, and a flower made out of, I think that's a strawberry. It's a strawberry. And then she made the bird, the hummingbird. It looks like she carved it out of a carrot. And just amazing, amazing piece of work. And to my lovely wife, Chi, once again, I give you a thunderous round of applause. It's just amazing. Really, really nice work. So let's go ahead with the pairing. What's Up says, another great food art slash display. Yeah, I saw her working on it just for the show, and she hadn't finished it. She didn't have the hummingbird on there just yet, and I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing on its own. I was saying, well, I was saying, what is that? But it looks pretty cool, and but I hadn't seen it till, you know, she hadn't finished it at that point, so I really didn't know what it was at that point. She says, you'll see. All right, so let's go to camera three, and we're going to try it with the steak, which is getting somewhat cold. This is the ribeye, in which, by the way, it's leftovers. It's always leftovers. The day that I can afford a steak, to make a steak just for this show, that'd be someday. Someday. All right. Good steak, by the way. Mm. Wow, I like that. Okay. Mmm, that's good. This pairs very well with steak. See, I like that. The tannins, the fact that the tannins are there, like we tried a steak a few weeks ago with another one that didn't have a lot of tannin in it, and it was okay. But I was saying that I think it really you need a wine that's a little more tannic. This is it. This isn't, the tannins in here are not super strong, but they're kind of medium, and they work out pretty well with the steak, which was grilled over an outdoor grill. So I think it works very, very well, actually. I'm going to go ahead and clear the palate. And let's go back to camera three, and let's try it. Oh, wow. We have some roasted potatoes. These are potatoes that were made. They're also cooked on the grill. They're grilled little potatoes, little new potatoes. We want to try it with that. Also leftovers. Now, this should go okay with potatoes. Bordeaux and potatoes. I can do that. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I like it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The fact that, see, here's the thing. Let me show you a piece of this other one. She grilled it, and the skin on this potato, I don't know if I can really see it up close, but it has kind of it's a little caramelized. It's caramelized. You say caramelized? Caramelized right there because it's been over the grill. And that is partly, now, first of all, she has her own recipe for making these potatoes, and I think she uses olive oil in there. That by itself works really well with this wine. I love that combination. It's really good. And once again, the tannins mix pretty well with it. But I think also the graphite taste in there a little bit in the wine works pretty well with it as well. So works well as well. Yeah, and it does. Pretty well. And but the caramelization there outside of that, or maybe the little roasting outside of that, it's it also lends itself really, really well with this wine. And it mixes very, very well. I like it. So well, I was going to clear the palate, but I almost reached for the rum instead. Yes, we have rum here tonight. Yes, that's for the margarita later. Okay, I'm going to clear the palate here. Let's go back to camera three and let's try it now. I'm going to try it first with the. This is the unexpected cheddar with parm they sell at Trader Joe's, which is very good. It's quite good. So we're going to try it with that too first, which we're going to have to try again because I lost half it on the floor. Try it again. Take two. Where's my... too late. Take three. I'm going to be using up all this cheese. And I lost half of that one. Oh, well. I think the best take was number two. All right. Oh, that was pleasant. You know, I'm liking this Bordeaux. I think it goes really well with food overall. I think I like this. I would say it's the best Bordeaux I've ever had, but it seems to work pretty well with all the food we tried so far. Clear the palate once again. Okay. Now, let's go back to camera three, and let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Now, once again, we've never had a miss with the Double Cream Gouda, and it has been known to save a wine or two. I'm just going to get it onto the toothpick there. Okay, there we go. And interesting thing about this, the wine did say that it pairs well with steak and Gouda cheese. So we're going to test that out right now. So we'll give it the big test here. We'll give it a drum roll. All right. It took me longer to chew the cheese. And yes, it does. It does work. It does indeed work. I like it. I like it. So it's very, very, very good. That's very good. That's not the one I wanted. any other flubs I can do tonight? Any other flubs? Okay. All right. Well, anyway. This is good. I like the wine. It's very good, and I think I will have some more. I need to have a little more of this wine. So overall, I think it paired pretty well with everything on here. This Chateau Bessade, I don't know how it's pronounced, but this is it right here. $5.99 at Trader Joe's. Pretty good deal, I'd say. I hope they have some more of this wine left because I think I'm going to go back and get another bottle of it. So, that's the wine pairing for now. Now, let's go on to more fun here. We got the National Days, and now we get into some really interesting activities, antics. All right, let's see what I have here. Oh, yes, National Days. That's why I just said that. Okay. So let me bring up the National Day toasting background there, courtesy of my daughter, Tia, who created that for me. She did the animation. I haven't given her enough credit for that lately. She did a fine job with that, by the way. Okay, so we got the National Days. Let me pull them up. And for the National Days, for September 2nd, 2023, it is International Bacon Day. That's right, International Bacon Day. I'm not kidding. There is an International Day for bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Who doesn't love bacon? Now, I don't eat the pork bacon, but I like turkey bacon, and I like beef bacon. If you've never had beef bacon, it is really, really rich, really good. It's hard to come by. It's very expensive, but if you can ever get some of that, it's really, really good. Here's International Bacon Day. I will drink to that. That's the first Saturday in September. I'll drink to that. By the way, before I forget, all of these national days are courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. Nationaldaycalendar.com is Marlo Anderson's site. He is the CEO and the curator of all these national days. So, Marlo, thank you very, very much. I really do appreciate the opportunity to be able to toast national days and have national days to toast. Otherwise, I'd just be drinking. Gives you a there's a reason to drink now. We have a reason to drink. We have a purpose for drinking. It's for toasting the national days, among other things. Today is World Beard Day. That's right. I didn't say World Beer Day. We've done that already. But we have World Beer Beard Day. So let me tell you what that's about. Oh, here in celebration of World Beard Day, there's me with a beard. When I was much younger, and when I had hair, that was me on World, well, it wasn't on World Beard Day, I don't know. Back then for me, every day was Beard Day. But here's to World Beard Day. I'll drink to that. So many glitches tonight. Oh, well. One of these days, I'm going to do the perfect show. Everything's going to go off just perfectly, and it'll probably be the one day when I finally have a producer to sit back and do all this for me. It's World Coconut Day. September 2nd is World Coconut Day. And I'm telling you this because it's... I don't like coconuts much. I'm really not a fan of coconuts, but why not? It's a fruit. My wife loves coconut. Did I say I messed that up? Sometimes it just wakes my merds up. I don't know. But my wife loves coconut. She drinks coconut juice and coconut drinks and stuff all the time. I don't know how she can do that. I can't really. I don't like coconut at all. Now, there are exceptions. There have been one or two desserts or whatever where there's a slight coconut taste in it, just very, very slight, just there to kind of sort of add a little. Not like a coconut cream pie or coconut cake or something like that. I can't do that, but just you know, as a matter of fact, I never did like those cakes that had coconut on the icing, you know, the icing with a coconut on it, because it always, when I got that in my mouth, it always tasted like there were fingernails in it or something, you know, the little shards of coconut. I couldn't eat it. Anyway, here's to World Coconut Day. And this is for my wife. World Coconut Day. I will drink to that for her. Yeah, World Coconut Day. Let's see. All right, what else we got on the agenda here? There's another day. Oh, it's also national. Let me go back to my... there you go, the toast. It's also National VJ Day. September 2nd is National VJ Day. And for all you young whippersnappers out there who really don't... no, VJ is, and I was not even around then myself. VJ stands for Victory Over Japan. That's the day that Japan surrendered. Now, actually, in my recollection, I believe that Japan had surrendered during World War II after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They had signed that, well, they actually surrendered in August. It was the middle of August when they did that, but they didn't do the actual signing of the treaty until September 2nd. So that was September 2nd of 1945 is when they did that. So here is to National VJ Day, because that's when the war ended and everyone was very relieved that the war had ended. They just everybody was tired of the war, and nobody really wanted to have the war, and they were all glad when it was over. So here's to National VJ Day. It's also National Play Outside Day. First Saturday in every month, including September, is National Play Outside Day. I didn't really play outside today. I picked up the dogs from the groomer, and the dogs basically put me on a short run outside because they were happy to be outside again, away from the groomer and wanting to go home, and they just pulled me everywhere. National Play Outside Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Blueberry Popsicle Day. Yes, today is Blueberry Popsicle Day, National Blueberry Popsicle Day. I don't think I've ever had a blueberry popsicle. Has anybody ever had a blueberry popsicle? I've had a lot of different kinds of popsicles, you know, grape and strawberry and cherry and a banana and a lot of different. But I don't think I've ever had a blueberry popsicle, not that I can recall. I didn't even know there was one. I guess you could have a popsicle about, you know, from just about any kind of fruit, right? Or any kind of artificial drink masquerading as a fruit drink that they freeze. Here's the National Blueberry Popsicle Drink. I'll drink to that. Wait a minute. Here's the National Blueberry Popsicle Day. I will drink to that. You know, this really is flub night. It really is. This has just been a flub night all night. And I think that was another one. At least if I'm having the wine, if I'm having the moonshine and everything else, then I have an excuse, right? Now, all these flubs, that's just because I've had a little bit too much. But I haven't even approached that yet, and I'm having all these glitches here in the show tonight. This is just a glitchy show. Okay. All right. So it's National. Oh, this is what I was going for here. It's National Hummingbird Day. Today is National Hummingbird Day. And I think in honor of National Hummingbird Day, let's toast. Everyone toast to National Hummingbird Day. I'll drink to that. And this is what my wife made that really, really nice, get rid of my mug on here. There we go. That really, really nice hummingbird for him. That, once again, this was what she made tonight as the presentation. Really, really great job, Chi, for that. And by the way, I think for that, she deserves this. I think she does.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think she really deserved that. Hole in one for Chi. Here's my wife, Chi. My amazing, talented wife, Chi. We'll drink to her. I'll drink to her all night. Although I don't know that she'd appreciate that because she would not want me too inebriated. All right, so what do we have left for National Days? Okay, so we have Ed says, oh my, we have spammers in the chat too, don't we? Okay, Ed says, somebody told me he started to wear a toupee on the day he shaved off his beard. Everybody said, hey, you shaved off your beard, and nobody mentioned the toupee. That was late too. The rim shot was late. Thank you, Ed. All right, so we have a spammer in the chat. You know what? Let me explain something about. And he's probably not even watching. This person is not even watching the show. They're just spamming their Fiverr thing. Okay, just in case he's watching. Okay, Ryan, is that what your name is? Are you actually watching the show, or are you just spamming me? He's saying inbox me. Are you actually watching the live show? Because if you're watching the live show, I challenge you right here to in the chat. I'm done chasing spammers and knocking them out and you know of the chats and things like that. I'm going to start embracing them. I'm going to start challenging them, openly challenging them, because this particular one is one of those that's just really super annoying for podcasters. I'm not going to promote his site or anything like that. All I'm saying is that it really bugs me when these guys get in here and they describe themselves as professional podcast promoters, and they don't even know what they don't even know how to do it. If they did, they wouldn't be spamming looking for business. So, Ryan, I shouldn't waste any more time with that. I'm going to get on my soapbox. I'm never going to go get off of it. And we've got a show here to do. Ryan the spammer. Okay. Okay. So anyway, so Ed, where were we? Well, we're doing the national days, right? National Hummingbird Day. I will drink to that. National Hummingbird Day. So I think that just about does it for the chats tonight. Oh no, we got one more. It's National Tailgating Day. Today is also National Tailgating Day, first Saturday in September. Here's a National Tailgating Day. I'll drink to that. All right, so I guess that does it for the national days. Once again, this is what we're drinking, if I can pull it up, because I've got to do it manually now. We're drinking this Chateau Bessade. It's a 2021 Bordeaux. And I'm liking this wine, especially for the price, $5.99, 12% ABV. And there are 750 milliliters of wine to drink in this. So, I'm really liking this wine.
Oh yeah.
So, all right. On to the next thing. What else are we doing here? Oh yes. We have to toast a special celebrity who passed away. We lost this week, and I wanted to do that because I want to pay him a little bit of homage. I never was really a huge big fan of Jimmy Buffett. Okay, and for those of you who don't know, Jimmy Buffett passed away today, and he was in his 70s, and as I believe, wouldn't he? Yeah, I think I wasn't really keeping track of his birthdays. I barely keep track of my birthdays, so. But Jimmy Buffett, though he was quite a successful singer, songwriter, musician. He was a writer too, you know. So he worked for a newspaper at one time, I think, a long time ago. I think he did, if I remember correctly. You know, he was born in. He was born in Mississippi, and then it wasn't until he had really gotten his career going, and I think he was up in Tennessee doing that, and then I guess at one point he went down to the Keys, to the Florida Keys, and went to Key West, and apparently he just fell in love with it, and pretty much that's what he did. He kind of did the beach bum thing and the rest of his career, and that's what really got him going. I mean, he was already pretty successful doing some other things, but he went down there and then he started writing all his songs about, you know, the beach bum life, so to speak. And Of course, who can forget Margaritaville and Cheeseburger in Paradise and all those big hits. But tonight, what I would like to do, because we haven't done it before, is I want to make a margarita and toast to his memory. So here I have some strawberry margarita mix, not exactly what my first choice would be for a margarita, but it's strawberry. Let me move the wine out of the way. I think we're done with the wine for just a little while. Anybody have any objections to this, by the way? I know he wasn't, there's some people that weren't really big fans of his, but I wasn't. I mean, I didn't really go to his concerts and whatever, but I did enjoy his music. And let's see, check around. Okay, no objections. Okay, so let's make a margarita. I'm going to show you how to make it with this margarita mix. My son bought this. This is called Master of Mixes Handcrafted. I can't read in here anymore. Handcrafted Strawberry Daiquiri and Margarita Mixer. So you can use it for making daiquiris or margaritas. You can use it for making frozen daiquiris. And according to this... smells pretty good, actually, strawberry. But you know what's got in it? Let me read the ingredients. Okay, let me read the ingredients of this. This has water, sugar, strawberry puree from concentrate, lime juice from concentrate. Other than standard wine, I don't know what that means. Other than standard wine, so it must be non-standard wine if it's not if it's other than standard wine. Citric acid, xanthan gum, natural flavor, sodium benzoate to preserve freshness, sodium metabisulfite, antioxidant, contains sulfites. FDNC red number 40. Red number 40? Uh-oh. Yeah, my wife's not going to like this. She has an aversion to red number 40. Because it's supposed to cause cancer, right? So I won't drink a lot of it. Okay, it's just for the stream tonight. Okay, so what I have here, whoop, more glitches. Just more glitches. The glitches just keep on coming, don't they? All right. So what I have here is a. It's a shaker. It was sitting, I don't know. comic relief. All right, unintended. So, where was I? Oh, yes, we need a glass. We need a glass. And this ice is really frozen up here. I've got ice in this shaker, but it's really frozen. I want to put some ice in this glass. We're going to make a margarita. But now... the thing is, I don't have any tequila to make a margarita with which to make a margarita, I should say. And this is going to, if I keep doing that, it's going to come out one big clump. Let me get a spoon. There we go. That's better. I was afraid, I'm trying to shake it without getting it on there, but I'm afraid that if I do it too much, it's just going to come out one big lump. And it might do that yet. Okay, so I've got some ice here. That's good. Now that should work. All right, so we've got some ice in here. And this ice, because you're supposed to put ice in the shaker for this one. Now, see, I'm going by this recipe. Now, according to my son Tom Antio, I can use rum. You can make margarita with tequila or rum. I don't have any tequila, but I do have this Captain Morgan Spice Rum. This is not a paid promotion, okay? I'm not being paid to promote it. It's just I happen to like it. So my son Tom Antio said, yeah, you can use rum in this. You don't have to use tequila. I trust my son Tommy with what he says because he has become quite the mixer, quite the mixologist himself lately. And of course, it also says that here in the bottom, a bottle, and that's probably where he read it, too. It says, you can't go wrong with our solid base of California strawberries and pure key lime juice. Here are a few recipes to get you started. So we're going to do the recipe of On the Rocks. And it says, in an ice-filled shaker, that's this, Add 2 ounces or 60 milliliters of rum or tequila. They put the rum first, so we can certainly do rum. And 4 ounces or 120 milliliters of the mix. Shake hard and strain into an ice-filled glass. Garnish with lime wheel and serve. Now, I don't have a lime wheel. I could have prepared one, but I didn't. But what I do have is here it is. I'm going to make, it said 60 milliliters. That's a lot of rum. That's 2 shots of rum. 2 ounces, 60 milliliters. So that's 2 shots of rum right there. So here's a shot. Whoops, here's a shot right here. So we're going to put the rum into the shaker. And that's one. And we're going to, more glitches. Look, those of you on Twitch, just feel free to clip all the glitches. Just feel free to do it. I have no shame, and it's okay. It's all in good fun. Oops, almost had another one there. I did have F's with this one. This is the cap for this. This is the cap for the rum. And no, I haven't had any rum yet. I've had a little bit of wine, not enough to make a big difference, but it's only 12% alcohol. But okay, so I got the rum in the glass. Now it says I need, let me see what's going on in the chats here. By the way, Brew243 is in the chat on Twitch, and Brew243 says, evening, Rick, and right back at you, Brew243. It's great to see you here. I'm glad you're here. Stick around because we're going to show a movie here in just a little bit. Yes, an actual movie. And everybody stick around here except Ryan, the spammer here. We're going to call him out. Ryan the spammer. We're calling you out on the show. All right. So anyway, here's we're going to do how many shots of this? 4 ounces, 120 milliliters. So that's four of these. Okay. So let's try here. 30 right here. Because it's marked here on the side. Yeah, I don't know if you see it, but it's marked on the side somewhere. Okay, so that's 30. Ooh, 60. Try not to cause any more glitches. All right, there's 90. And here's 120 milliliters right there. All right. Also known as 120 cc's. Your old dog, just give me 120 cc's of this, and I'll be fine. Okay, so we've got all that in here, so we're going to shake it up, and I better hold on to this really good because I'm in a studio with all this equipment, and I don't want to have an accident with this. Okay, so let's shake it up really good. Shake it up in front of the camera. Shake it up in front of the mic. There's some ASMR for you. Yeah. Lots of ASMR. There we go. All right. Did I shake it up enough? Do I need to shake it up some more? What do you guys think? You think I should shake it up some more? Or is that enough? I'll let you decide. All those in favor of me shaking it some more, I'll shake it some more. It has to be vigorously shook, right? Okay, I think that's enough shaking. Besides, this thing's so cold, I can barely hold on to it. All right, so we have to strain it out into the glass. It has a built-in strainer, by the way. I got this thing for free in exchange for a fair and an honest review. That was back when I was doing the free stuff show. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Will you look at that? Let's all look at that. All right. This is my Biltmore wine glass, by the way. I didn't have a margarita glass. We had some, but they were the little plastic ones, and we were making plastic margaritas and plastic glasses, and they got all nasty and came all nastified, and she threw them out. And I didn't know about that until today. So I'm using a wine glass. So here we go. Here is my margarita in a wine glass. It's only We could do it here on Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. So let's give it a little taste. And smell. Smells strawberry, but that's the mixer, I guess. Let's give it a taste. Hey, not bad. Needs more rum. I could get used to this. Yeah, very good. Still needs more rum. Okay, I like it. I like it so far. So, with that being said, where's my Drink With Her coaster? I need another one. I'm running out of coasters here. By the way, if anybody wants a pair of these, you can check episode 205 or 105 or one of those fives of the episode of Drink With Rick. Actually, just go to drinkwithrick.com. Go to their website, and I can and you'll find out where you can get a pair of these for free, just with a self-addressed stamped envelope, and send it off to me. So we're going to go ahead and toast. Oh, you know what? I've got to do this right. Before we do the toast, I've got to set the mood just right. I can't play any of his songs, okay? I can't, because they're all copyrighted, and I don't want to get hit with a DCMA takedown or anything like that. So what I am going to do in lieu of that is I'm going to do this. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. More glitches. Just a glitchy night. Okay, so there's a parrot behind me, right over here, and over my head. Okay, and that makes me a parrot head. I don't know. Not quite. There we go. Anyway, so with this, we're going to toast to the memory of of a true artist from Key West. Actually, he was, you could say he was from Key West. He spent a lot of his life there later on. But anyway, to a true artist, here's to Jimmy Buffett. May he rest in peace. And you know what? I'm going to toast him again. I'm going to toast old Jimmy again. I don't think he'd mind that I'm drinking this with rum instead of tequila. To Jimmy Buffett. To Jimmy Buffett, thanks for the music. Man, I could toast him all night with this. Wow. Good stuff. Needs more rum. So, I've got some here. Use good judgment. Drink responsibly. Drink responsibly. Okay, so with that, I think that does it for the toasting, right, for tonight. So, Brute 243, how you doing? By the way, Brute 243, do you have one of these yet? I don't think you do, because it just came out just recently. This is the official Drink with Rick beer tasting notebook. As you know, we have the Drink with Rick wine tasting notebook, and I think most people have here on the show have gotten one for free. But I have just come out with the official Drink with Rick beer tasting notebook. And I tell you what, if you would like to send me a shipping address to rick@savoyamedia.com after the show, I will send you one. These go for $8.99 on Amazon.com, but I'll just send you one, because I've got a bunch down here to give away. And I want to do my giveaways tonight before I get into the moonshine, because once I get started with the moonshine, I might be giving away the farm. And I don't even have a farm. So send you what's up and Brew 243. If you don't, what's up? I don't think you have one yet, but Send me your and yeah, I know you won stuff before. I think both of you, at least one of you has, but I don't keep your shipping addresses on file, so you just, you know, or I don't remember if I do or not, but I don't think I keep them on file at all anywhere. Anyway, so this is the tequila talking. Not tequila. It's something talking. This is the rum talking. Needs more rum. Okay, so send it to me at rick@savoymedia.com, and I will send each of you a free copy of the official Drink with Rick beer tasting notebook. I hope you'll enjoy that. So that's what we've got. Okay, what's the next thing? There is one more thing we're going to do, then we'll do the final review, and then we'll get to the after show, which actually we should be getting to the after show pretty shortly, because I've got two films to show tonight, and I think you'll enjoy them both. Sue Ann, you still with us? All right, so we've got one more thing to try here, and this is, let me show you what this is. This is Old Smoky Moonshine. Old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine. Yes, believe it or not, real moonshine. It's real, it's legal, real legal moonshine, but that's what it is. And let me show you what's on the back of this. I'm doing some serious drinking tonight. Here's the back of it. It says Old Smoky Distillery LLC in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It's Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And this is, it says shine responsibly. Yeah. This is spirits distilled from corn. So this is White Lightning. It's called White Lightning Moonshine, White Lightning, and it is 50% ABV, 50% alcohol by volume, which means that this is 100 proof. Yep, it's 100 proof. 100 proof. Heavy stuff. In contrast, the wine was only 12% alcohol by volume. That's and what's in this? The rum. The rum is can't really read it. It's something 30% alcohol by volume, something like that. And then there's actually, because there's wine in this in the mixer, it's 1% wine, but this is 150% alcohol. So what that means is that the wine, being 12% alcohol, is 24 proof. The the rum, excuse me, which is the 35. It's 30%, I guess. That's Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I should even try this. This is strong stuff. All right, well, I'm going to give it a try. We're going to open it up. I just opened it up. Give it a whiff. Whoa. Whoa, yeah, this is kind of... Wow. That's almost like... Smells almost like rubbing alcohol. My goodness, I wonder if I should drink this. Wow, it smells like, yeah, it smells like the isopropyl rubbing alcohol that I disinfect stuff with, you know. All right, I'm going to pour a little bit of this, just a little bit. I'm going to pour this into a shot glass. I'm going to take a whole shot of this. Let's try a little taste, okay? So we're drinking moonshine here. Do I have any moonshine music? I do not have any moonshine music. I think, how about this? I've got some space music. Or I did. I don't know if it's playing. Okay. This is more like it. I need more musical selections. All right, so let's try a little bit of this. Just a little bit. Whoa, strong stuff. Whoa. People drink this? Oh, my. Now, I like to drink stuff. This is a... Whew. This is moonshine? Hmm. Wow. Yeah, it just goes right up into your nose and down your throat and, moonshine, huh? Yeah, I'm glad I'm just having a little bit of this. I don't think I could drink a whole. Well, this'll clean your system out. A little moonshine there. Now, what's up? I think wasn't you that mentioned at the beginning of the show how Brew 243 says the moonshine sounds like a headache in a jar. I think you're right. And Brew 243 also says your wine tasting book is great. Would love to see your new one. Well, once again, just send me a shipping address to your shipping address to RickandSavoyMedia.com, and I will ship one out to you right away, a copy of the new beer tasting notebook. And you too, what's up? You get one too. Do the same thing. Ed's got one already. I shipped one out to Ed a couple weeks ago, and I think he's got his already. So, moonshine. Well, should I take one more hit of this? Let me just put a little bit more in here. That's about it. I think that's about all I can. And well, this is potent stuff. It's really potent stuff here. Wow. Kind of burns a little bit going down, doesn't it? Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like you could be breathing fire. I think I'm going to cap this. I'm gonna cap this and use it for cleaning with it's good for stripping paint. Okay, so that was moonshine, and I know that's definitely not the hard stuff. I mean, the illegal moonshine, that illegal stuff is like it can be like 150, 180 proof and stuff. I mean, that stuff will that'll burn your gut. And this is pretty close to getting there, I think, just as it is. So I think I'm going to lay off of that and go back to some of the more flavorful drinks with lower alcohol content. And we'll do that instead. Yeah, I agree with you, Brew. It's moonshine, headache in a jar. I tell you, I definitely feel that in the morning. That's for sure. But I think it was What's Up that mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show talking about acid indigestion, acid reflux. That would do it. I think that would, if you drink some of that, that would do it for sure. So I'm gonna lay off of that. Let's go back to, I don't even know if I can go back to the wine. I need some water. Let's try the water. I'm pretty sure there are some diehard drinkers here, some really serious drinkers watching this show somewhere there saying, wow, what a wimp. I'm trying to keep it G-rated. What a wimp. So, but you know what? I want to take care of myself a little bit. Let's go back to Margaritaville, shall we? Yeah. I think Margaritaville is a place I want to be. So, that's good. Okay. And that was an interesting experience. Interesting experience. No, I don't want to do that every Saturday night. Okay, so I think that does it for all the tastings. And let me give you my final review of wine, and then we can go into the after show and have some real fun. So my final review of the wine. What we were drinking once again was this. This is the Chateau, I don't know if it's pronounced Baisade, 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 I have no idea. I didn't check it. But it's a 2021 Bordeaux, and I really like this wine. There is blackberry and plum and some graphite in this wine. You know, it kind of tastes a little bit like the pencil shavings from days past. Slight hint of tobacco, I think. And it's medium-bodied, medium tannin, and it went really, really well with everything on this plate. I mean, it went perfect with everything on this plate, and that includes the steak, the potatoes. Those were the grilled potatoes. The cheeses, I think, there's none of the unexpected cheddar with parm left, but because I dropped most of it on the floor. And sorry, Chi. And it went really, really, I did taste it though. It was good. And the Gouda, and it said on the back that it went really well, that goes really well with steak and Gouda, and they were right on both points. So I give this one a really big, I can't say I would give it 5 stars, but I think I'd give it like 3.8 stars. It was actually pretty good Bordeaux. I liked it. I might actually give it 4 stars. I think it was a pretty good Bordeaux. So I would recommend this, especially at the price, $5.99. I think the price, and this was at Trader Joe's where I found it, and I really think this was a great price for this wine. I think this could have easily been a $15 bottle of wine. I don't know if it'd go as far as $20 a bottle, maybe, but it definitely for $5.99, I think it's a real bargain. So I would definitely, definitely recommend this. So if you've got a Trader Joe's in the area and you like reds and you like Bordeaux's, definitely go for this wine. I personally would recommend it. Okay, so I guess that does it for the show tonight, pretty much. I think we got everything covered for the most part, right? All right. So I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. And don't forget the after show. The after show starts right after this show. It's going to be streaming tonight. We're going to stream the after show live on all 4 streams. Now, this, and the reason that we're doing both this and the after show is because, particularly because of the first film, which is a shorter film. And I'll do the setup for you just briefly, so you'll know what we're going to be looking at. In 1979, and this was the year my mother was in the final stages of cancer, and I went up to visit them for a week in Ohio. I was in Florida, and they were in Chillicothe, Ohio, and going to school there. And my brother Mike, who was about 15, 16 years old at the time. Yeah, I think it was about 16. And he and his friends there had a band. And the band was called the Deltas. They had made this band in high school and writing their own tunes and things like that. So I went up to visit them, and I brought my Super 8 camera, as I always did when, you know, looking for opportunities to shoot some film up there, you know, a different place where I'd never been. And I said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we got together and we made a short film about your band? And they said, this is great. So he got the band members together, and we shot it in a day. It took us about eight hours in one day to shoot this thing. And I came up, I think the night before, I came up with a premise and a bit of a script, and it was loosely scripted. And then my brother Mike called up his bandmates, and we got together the next day and shot this film called The Deltas. And this was 1979, so it hasn't been shown. Now, it was shown around. I showed it. I think I entered it in a film club contest. I think I entered it in 1 or 2 contests, if I remember correctly. But I showed it around a bit, and people, you know, thought it was pretty cool. You know, shooting an actual, almost not really a rockumentary per se, but it was kind of a short film, sort of like in like Hard Day's Night or something. And I don't want to oversell this. It's not that good. It's not nearly that good. But almost like monkey style, but without the humor. Anyway, so, but I was just kind of shooting for something a little abstract is what I wanted to do. I wanted to experiment. I was experimenting with film, and I wanted to try something kind of abstract with this. And I thought, okay, this would be kind of fun. So this is art. Anyway, so we shot this thing, and it's you know, I showed it around a little bit, but then what happened was life happened. I mean, we went on with our lives, and it got to the point where the film had kind of deteriorated somewhat, and it had broken in a few places, and it not fared too well over time. But when I was doing the restoration for Space Apes for My Splendid and Alpha, which we'll also see tonight on the after show, I sent this one up to Nick, who does our films, and had him transfer it. He did a really nice job with it, and got it back. And then I spent a night or two, a day or so, doing a finished restoration and fixing it up a bit, and was able to. It actually looks better now, I think, than it did when we originally shot it. Pretty close to it, and that's saying something. So I'm really excited to bring that up and show it to you for the first time in 44 years. Never been seen before on the internet. And of course, we're going to do the right after that. We're going to do the encore presentation of the feature film Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha, which was a film that that I co-produced with my friend Jim Chamberlain, and that I was in it and singing in it. I don't dance, not really, but we had a lot of fun making it, and it's I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun watching it. Anyway, so stick around for that after show. And in the meantime, let's see. We reviewed the wine. We did a shout out to Jimmy Buffett. I'll do another one here. Here's to Jimmy Buffett, by the way. Wow, Margaritaville. It's a place I want to be. So, we did the moonshine. I'm not going to talk about the moonshine. But I do want to talk about next week's show. Well, actually, I'm sorry. We're going to do a show. I almost forgot about this, didn't I? We're going to do a show on Labor Day, the night before Labor Day, Sunday night. Tomorrow night, we're going to do a one-hour special for Labor Day. And this is be basically just a couple of beers, and this will be one-hour special. And basically just sit back and talk about our labors. just a one-hour special just to get together and have a good time, just because we can, because it's Labor Day, it's a holiday. Why not? So I hope you join me for that. Same time, same wine stream channel. And in the meantime, though, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. And for those who want to stay for the after show, please definitely stick around. Ed, thank you for being here. And Sue Ann, also, thank you for being here with me tonight. I appreciate you very much. And what's up? And Brew 243, everybody, thanks for being here. And everybody who's watching on Twitch, who is not in the chat, who are not in the chat but are watching, thank you for being here and watching. And everyone on Odyssey watching, and on YouTube, by the way. And she retracted a message. I'm not sure what that was about, but she'll probably tell me later. All right. Thank you very much for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you. And because I do, I want to bring out my friend and yours, Roadkill Bill. And here he is. Yes, the inevitable and chewed up, ratty toy that he is, Roadkill Bill. Yes, that's you, Bill. All right, and Bill has a special message for all of us. And that message is, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Do not drink and drive. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend who's legal to drive and who hasn't been drinking, by the way, and who has a driver's license, a valid one, that is. Call someone else to do it. And if you can't, stay put, please. It's not worth it. It's better for you to stay safe and keep all those around you safe. Please think of others as well as yourself. Also, don't text and drive either. We saw someone else on the road earlier this way on his cell phone, and it was we try to keep a wide berth of him on, while we were driving. It was I'll tell you, that's seeing some of that stuff is kind of scary. It just and it makes you wonder. It's like, what are these people thinking? I know you don't do that. I know you don't. But if anyone else happens to tune in and doesn't know already, please do not text and drive. It's very, very dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.